This is chapter 10 in the sealed book of Moses in the sealed book of Mormon. Chapter 10. God establishes a covenant with Abram and his descendants. 1. It was then that it obscured the time in which the Lord God, if showed in the understanding of Abram, with the irrevocable promise to obtain the earth for an eternal inheritance. And Abram said, Lord God, how wilt thou give me this land for an eternal inheritance if I die? 2. And behold, the Lord said, though you are dead, could not the Lord give you your inheritance? And if you die, yet you shall still possess this good land. For verily I say unto you, the hour is come that the Son of Man shall rise again to obtain eternal life. But how can he revive if he were not dead? Does he not at first have to be vivified? 3. And it came to pass that Abram looked on and saw the days of the Son of Man, and rejoiced as he became acquainted with the resurrection and the mortal ministry of the only begotten of the Father in the meridian of times. And his soul found rest in this vision, and he believed in the Lord, and the Lord conceived this as being justice and righteousness. 4. And it came to pass that Abram fell to the ground and called on the name of the Lord in his heart. And God continued to speak with him, saying, my people have departed from my precepts, and have not kept my judgments, which I gave to their fathers. They did not observe my anointing, nor the burial or baptism which I commanded them. But they turned aside from the commandment, and took to themselves the washing of little children, and the blood of the sprinkling, and they affirm that the blood of the righteous Abel was shed for sins, and did not understand that they are all responsible for their acts before me, the Lord. 5. But as for you, Abram, behold, I will make a covenant with thee, and thou shalt be the father of many nations. And this covenant I do, that your children may be known among all nations, and you shall no more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For I will make thee a father of many nations, and I will make thee fruitful, and nations shall come out of the seed, and kings shall come forth out of thy lineage and of thy priesthood. 6. Behold, I, the Lord, establish with thee a covenant of circumcision, and it will be a covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee, for all the generations of the earth. However, children are not responsible before my eyes until they are 8 years old. But after being in the age of knowledge, behold, thou shalt seek to teach thy children to keep all my commandments, to begin with the baptism which I have commanded them, by which I, the Lord, have made covenant with thy ancestors in the priesthood of my only begotten, and keep the commandments which I give thee by my own mouth. And I will be God to you and to your seed after you, who shall keep these my commandments, and be a representative of my name among the sons of men, and a blessing to all nations. Amen. This is the end of chapter 10.